So on the line we have Yvonne Jones. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lavinia, and good afternoon, Philip.
Good afternoon.
So I understand that you are traveling to the North Coast communities. Can I ask which community you are in right now?
Well, I'm in Hopedale today. Yesterday I was in Poso. Tomorrow I will go to Mokovic and then Rigolet and make my way to Neen on Thursday for 2 or 3 days. So I'm trying to get to every community in Labrador before October 21st. And so my schedule is really tight and I'm praying for good weather.
Okay. Hopefully it is good weather though on the, before those dates on your traveling. While
yes.
You're traveling, I guess you have maybe a few topics you would like to speak about.
Yes, I do. And I also want to mention that Mitch White is traveling with me. As most of you on the North Coast will know Mitch from his days in journalism as well. But he's been working with us in Ottawa, and he does a lot of work on Aboriginal files. And it's good to have him back in Labrador doing some work with us and helping us out in the campaign as well. So when you see us on the go, you're going to see Mitchell as well. I'm really proud of a lot of the work we've accomplished as the federal government working with Nunatsiavut and the people and communities in all northern regions of Canada. First of all, our government is the first to recognize Inuit as part of a Crown Inuit partnership, and we work with them government to government. We don't invest our money through third parties anymore like the government of Newfoundland and Labrador. We put money right into the Aboriginal governments themselves, like the Nunatsiavut, to do the work that has to be done in communities. One of the things that have been for certain is that we are also the only government to have a real relationship with Indigenous people in Canada and to recognize their full rights and the fact that self-governance is a big part of their success. And we're going to keep doing that. In Labrador, when I got elected 4 years ago, I made a commitment to people that we would deal with a lot of the outstanding issues that were facing our people so that we could move forward in a healing way and in a good way. And I'm very happy to say that we've been able to do that. We started with the apology to the survivors of residential schools and really allowing them the opportunity to reconcile with Canada over what had happened with residential school survivors in our past. We also moved forward quickly to outline the suicide prevention strategy, which is ongoing now. We are investing millions of dollars each year in communities in the north to help fight and combat suicide. We know how important this issue is. We have all felt the pain of losing someone close to us, and that strategy is helping provide for healthier communities, and there will be a lot more work ongoing on that strategy over the next couple of years. We also introduced the tuberculosis strategy, which again involved bringing in more healthcare resources, allowing for more medical services and equipment in communities to do proper testing, but also to make a strong commitment that to eradicate tuberculosis in Inuit communities over the next few years. And we've had a tremendous support from ITK and from all Inuit governments in making that happen. Another critical part to the TB strategy, or outside of that, I guess, but it has to deal with many people who were taken from their homes for treatment for tuberculosis and never got to come back home. And so we've also funded a project that will look at where those family members went, what happened to them, and to be able to tell the story of their lives and to reconnect them and with their families, or the stories of their lives with their families that are around today. So that work is ongoing. It's a lot of research and archival work that's being done. But we recognize that all of these important pieces of our past was important in shaping our future. The other things we did on the North Coast in particular that I'm very proud of and I was happy to work and fight hard for, and that was housing investments. In the last campaign, I committed to people on the North Coast that I would fight for housing investments for them. In the last 4 years, we invested $40 million in housing across Nunatsiavut to do repairs, to build new homes, to do 7-plexes and apartment buildings, to ensure that seniors had modifications and upgrades to their homes. And this year I announced another $10 million. We're committed to another $10 million next year and $10 million for the year after. So we're continuing to invest in housing in a big way. And we don't transfer that money to the government of Newfoundland and Labrador. That money goes directly to Nunatsiavut and Torngat Housing. They administer that money and make the decisions on where the investments go. The cost of food is always a very important issue in northern Labrador. We did increase our subsidy under the Nutrition North program. We added more items to the program to help make food more affordable in communities. And while we spend $100 million a year to subsidize Nutrition North, I still realize that there are people who still can't afford many of the foods that they need. So we're continuing to monitor that program. One thing is for sure, we have invested more money in Nutrition North than any other government before us. We've also added new programs. One of those programs is the Harvesters Support Grant, and that will come into effect this year. And that is a grant that governments like Nunatsiavut will be able to access to help pay for fuel and ammunition and the cost of snowmobiles or boats and repairs for people to go off on the land and to hunt for the community. So it's a Harvester Support Grant, and that grant will go to the people who want to do hunt and provide food for the communities as a whole. So in Maine, I know they have an on-the-land program going off, growing strong. So this new program will help support programs like that so that community freezers are always filled, so that there's everyone in the community can have traditional food and have it much more often than they've had in the past. Other things we've done is we've invested in group homes. We've invested in women's shelters along the North Coast. We've did a lot of work with water and sewer upgrades. We've invested in roads in communities. We're paying for the studies, to the feasibility studies for the Nain Airport, to look at doing a new airport in Nain. But we've also did a lot of investments in tourism as well. Everything from Alusac Cultural Center in Nain to the Moravian Museums in Hopedale. We've invested in both the Torngat Park and the Mealy Mountain Park to allow Inuit communities to be a part of it and to allow Nunatsiavut to have a good product there. And of course, you know, we know that tourism helps drive our economy. We also know that fishery helps drive our economy. And as a result, we are looking to add more communities to the Small Craft Harbors list for ports, and we're investing over $20 million in port infrastructure to support the fisheries. And we've also invested in Torngat Fisheries to help them do upgrades in Nain and in Mokovic to their plants, but also to expand into new fisheries and see what other species are out there that they might be able to harvest. So there's been a lot of work done. But there's also a lot of national programs that have helped as well. One of them is the Child Tax Benefit, and anyone along the North Coast has children. They will know that the Child Tax Benefit that they receive every month from the federal government has been a big help, and that's a program that we brought in as a government and that I have been very strongly supporting, and I know how much that tax benefit helps children in communities across Labrador. I also worked and got an EI extension for people on EI in the coastal communities, so they could extend their EI by 5 weeks, and a lot of people have appreciated that program. And the other one that we did that was very good for people in Labrador was we increased the Labrador allowance. So when you file your income tax under the Northern Tax Allowance, you could always claim up to $8.25 a day for living in Labrador every day for that year. We increased that to a base rate of $11 per day plus a supplement rate of over $4. So people now in Labrador can claim up to $16.50 a day. We practically doubled that allowance, and it was the first increase in Northern tax deduction since in 15 years. So that has helped a lot of people that are working. And last year when Voisey's Bay decided wanted to go underground. I was able to get $10 million from the Government of Canada to invest in training. So when you hear people going out and doing training programs and courses to be able to work in Voisey's Bay, all of those programs are being funded by the federal government, and we are creating long-term jobs for people in Labrador communities so that they can work in Voisey's Bay as well. So I have been a very busy girl in the last 4 years, and I'm going to be very busy in the next 4 years as we work towards new projects like those around climate change. We're going to be issuing a grant to children who want to visit national parks. It's going to be a $2,000 grant per child, and we're going to sponsor 75,000 children every year across Canada to visit a national park, and this will give many kids in my riding of Northern Labrador opportunity to visit the Torngat Mountains, which they didn't have before. And I'm excited about that program. We're also going to do more investments in northern infrastructure. And one of the things I really want to look at for Northern Labrador is going to be a road connection for communities. A lot of communities are asking, when are we going to build roads north? When are we going to get a highway that connects our communities? And I think the time is right to start doing that. And my commitment to them is I'll be working hard towards that over the next 4 years. In addition, we're bringing in new increases for people on old age security, and we're going to be increasing old age security and a supplement allowance for old age pensioners. And for widows and widowers, we're going to increase their allowances so that they receive extra money every month to help make up a larger benefit for them. We know that it's hard for seniors, and therefore we want to make sure that we're giving them more money so that they can provide better for themselves. So, Lavinia, there's a lot of work done. There's a lot of work left to do. And I work very hard for all of Labrador, and I work very hard for the North Coast and the communities on the North Coast. I'm going to keep doing that. And these are all federal issues, and I deal with federal issues. But where there are provincial issues, people should reach out to me as well. And I know there has been a lot of concerns about the ferry service. I'm hearing it at the doors when I'm knocking on doors in the North Coast. And I will be making those views known to the Premier and to the government of Newfoundland when I meet with them. And I will be bringing forward these issues. Although they're not federal issues, I will speak for the people on those issues as well.
Are you getting a lot of constituencies coming to you while you are traveling on the North Coast?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people who need help with different things, whether it's their EI or child tax or old age security. So my office in Goose Bay is still working and dealing with those inquiries even when I'm out on the campaign. And I've had an opportunity to meet with a lot of people, you know, about infrastructure that they need in their communities, and I'll be working with them to try and accomplish that. But you can go in any community across the North Coast of Labrador and you can see where we've invested federal money over the last 4 years, whether it's in new buildings, new rec centers, water and sewer, roads. You know, we've invested in infrastructure in every single community, and especially in communities that have not seen improvements for a long time. And I'm just thinking about McCulvick right now. We've got over $6 million going in just to do a new port facility there, wharf and docking facility for the community. So, you know, we're continuing to spend money in federal infrastructure. And I know that there's still a lot of needs and a lot of demands, and we're going to keep working together to get that done. Well, you know, it's a lot of work, and a lot of good benefits that have come to communities. Sometimes we don't always realize it, but, you know, when we see kids going off to youth initiatives and youth forums, a lot of that is funded by the federal government. Many student jobs are funded by the federal government. You know, women's shelters, women's programs. We just announced $2 million 3 weeks ago to set up a new office for victims of sexual assault in Labrador. where people can go to and get help, and where the legal system will help them through the courts to bring charges against people who sexually or violently or physically assault them. So these are all programs that isn't always glamorous to talk about, but they're very important in our communities, and those are the programs that we have been funding as a federal government. And I, as a member of parliament, have fought very hard and continue to work very hard for the North Coast of Labrador, because I believe in our communities. I love the people that make up the coastal communities of Labrador, and I know we deserve better, and I work hard every day to make sure that better is possible for all of us.
Is there any other topics that you would like to maybe mention about that you didn't get a chance to?
No, I think I've covered a lot of it. There's a lot more, but we could be on the phone all day. But I'm going to go knock doors, and I'm going to listen to what people have to say, and I'm going to go to work and make sure that I can get those things resolved for them. And I'm looking forward to meeting people in every community across Nunatsiavut and having an opportunity to say hello to them and shake their hand and give them a hug and thank them for the work they do as well.
Okay, so when is the election?
The election is October 21st, and the advance polls is going to be Thanksgiving weekend, which is October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. You can vote in your community, your home communities, on October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th if you're there, and it's always a good time to vote in advance polls. There's people that are not going to be home on the advance polls or on election day, but they're going to be in Goose Bay or St. John's, or they're going to school somewhere. People might have kids going to school somewhere. They can go to their Election Canada office. If they Google the Elections Canada office near them, they can go to that Elections Canada office with their ID, and they can vote anywhere in Canada at one of those offices before October 15th. And I would encourage them to go out to vote, and I would really appreciate their support.
I'd like to thank you, Yvonne, for having the time to speak to us today about all the hard work, what you're doing, and what will be happening in the upcoming days.
All right. Well, thank you, Lavinia, and thank you for the work you do. And I'm glad to see you have Philip getting trained. And I'll look forward to speaking to you, Philip, someday during an interview on OK Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yvonne.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.